This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with program 3 of a 4-part series on change. I've been working this out of a book by Alan Deutschman called Change or Die, which has some pretty negative things, so I've sort of reframed it by calling this Change and Thrive, or Making Change Probable. In program 1, we kind of went over some of the basic differences. Deutschman talks about there are 3 ways that typically we look at change and we aren't successful at, and those are facts, fear, and force. Doesn't always work. Doesn't work very much. 9 out of 10 times it doesn't work. He looks at it as relate, repeat, and reframe, which has a lot to do about finding people and communities around you to help you focus and reframe, relate, and grow. In program 2, we talked about embracing personal change, or can I change myself? I had 6 points. Escape, find a good coach or teacher, look at your frame, avoid becoming a Cleopatra, applaud short-term wins or gains, and hope. You'll have to go back and listen to get those. Today, we're going to look at, can you change your organization? Is it possible for you to change your organization? Well, to be honest, I'd have to say, in most cases, no. Shame on you. How could you think that? Who would dare do that? No one should change your organization. They should be a loyal person. Well, we all know that organizations aren't perfect. And the issue here is not whether we can or not, but how might we approach change in our organizations? Some organizations really don't want to change. And especially if you have no power and influence and you start raising issues, you're probably going to be seen as disloyal. And that doesn't usually get us the raise or the movement upwards. But let's look at relate, repeat, and reframe in this context. Well, relate, if you'll remember, refers to the fact that you need to find an individual or a community that can help you instill hope and help you move from where you are to where you need to change to. So, if you're working in an organization that doesn't do that, does that just automatically mean that you should leave? I don't think it automatically means that you should leave. I think it means that we need to keep talking. Repeat. We talked about continuing to repeat the behaviors that you need to internalize, you need to memorize, you need to get automatic so that they form their own pathways in your brain and your attitudes. And that is best done with the help of supportive, caring people. Does your organization sound like that? Still a problem. I'm not digging myself out. I'm digging myself deeper. Well, let's look at reframe. And this is that this new community that's helping you to change is helping you to come up with a new way of looking at things. Your perspective is different as a result of reframing. This is where I either dig myself out or you accuse me of digging myself in further. Because there's a big problem with my approach. It doesn't let you off the hook. Now, my approach is my approach. I'm not saying it's gospel truth. I'm not saying it's the only way to do anything. I'm just saying it's one thing to consider. And since you're still listening, you're still considering. If you're in a bad situation and you do my approach, it does place a responsibility in your lap to review your situation and your actions, behaviors, thoughts, and feelings in that situation. Why? Because I see that there's a lot of times in organizational life when we may be contributing to a problem. A, we aren't even aware that we're contributing. We just are being ourselves and we're contributing. Or B, we maybe see that something's wrong and that we have a role, but we're just not connecting the dots. We're ignorant. In a different kind of ignorance. Or C, we see it and we don't care. As a matter of fact, we may contribute to the problem actively. Well, my approach of looking around and identifying healthy people or healthy communities or subcommunities, repeating the good behaviors with the reinforcement of those people and reframing your thoughts, when we apply that to an organization, this is what it could look like. The fact is, you recognize that you aren't probably going to change your organization. You're just not. But you look around and you say, what am I contributing? Now, let's be honest. What am I contributing to it? Now, this is where you might ask some friends who don't work with you or your spouse if they see any way in which you're contributing to the problem. This is kind of hard because you can get really defensive. I know I would, because my wife usually can see all kinds of things, or my kids. They're really good at seeing what I'm doing that's wrong. They're okay at telling me when I'm doing well, too, but they're really good at seeing when I'm doing wrong. And if I can manage my defensiveness, I might learn an awful lot. I might learn that when I come home in the evening, for example, there are three things that I always talk about, and it just ruins it for everybody else. If I change the way I manage my coming home behavior, will that make a difference in my organization? It might. Well, then you, on further review, you find out that you hang out with the crabby people. You know, you've naturally got the gift of criticism and sarcasm like I do. And so therefore, it's easy and it's kind of fun to make snide comments, to make under the breath comments or asides. And the end result is that it typically really creates ill will. Some of the people that are trying to do the positive or optimistic things get upset with you, and you're certainly not helping your own well-being. So you find out that you're doing that. What do? Well, you hopefully can look around, and maybe there's some people who, if they're too optimistic for you, maybe that's too big of a jump. Can you find people that are at least medium? So baby steps, moving towards a community that can be more beneficial, and probably what you find over time is that your comments take on a little better tone. I'd also ask my spouse when I got home how I was doing. Hey, in the last week, how I've been doing? Has it been better? Well, Tuesday was really bad, honey, but the rest of the time it's been good. So you're getting evaluation from your people. You're looking for people to encourage you. And you're seeking the advice of other people in order to form a better attitude. Now, some people say, well, you can't talk about anything outside of work because that's gossiping or something like that. Well, I think you got to be careful. And I don't think you should be talking about confidential things. But I think you can talk in general with trusted people who can give you a perspective that you maybe didn't get. Like, how do you deal with somebody that seems angry all the time? Now, what's confidential out of that? It's not. Asking other people for help because you really want to learn. Maybe that person isn't angry all the time, but you just see it that way because, as a matter of fact, you're primed to see them as an angry person. Cutting to the chase on all of this, I have said a number of times, I don't think you can change your organization, but I think you can do something very important. I think you can change the way you perceive your organization. You can change the way you act within your organization, and you can change the way in which you think and feel about your organization. Then you can divide it into smaller groups and work on specific relationships with people, and then specific relationships with task groups. And find then people around you that may be more optimistic or positive, associate with them a little more, and maybe try and see your organization in their eyes. Now, this is a lot of hard work. I will not deny that. However, it is something that may make a difference. Too often we feel powerless in change. We're afraid. We've got our facts wrong. Remember the old way? Facts, fear, and force. We got our facts wrong. You could have. We're afraid. If we speak up, we'll get fired or something. And force. We feel forced to simply accept. Relate, repeat, and reframe can make a big difference. It's a big topic today, but I'd like you to seriously consider what role you're playing in your organizational health and well-being. Not something I can say have fun with, but I do hope you address it. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.